When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Auburn Live Podcast, your home for bold, insightful, and honest conversations around Auburn athletics.
Where you go? Where you go?
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into a special edition, a commitment edition of the Auburn Live Show, recruiting edition. We are talking about Auburn's newest commitment. I am your host, Jeffrey Lee, Senior Recruiting Editor for Auburn Live on 3. Joined today by Mr. Cole Pinkston, Mr. J-Head. We're here to talk about the Auburn's newest commitment, Mr. J. Corius Hart. Fellas, how are you? How do you feel?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. You know, that to me is, we talked a little bit about him on the Shrivel Pod, and he's somebody that Auburn needed, that speed. You never pass up speed, bottom line. That's number one. He ran the 4.3 at a couple camps and showed out, and you know, they jumped on him after that. So, big-time pickup.
Big-time pickup. J.C. Hart committed to Auburn. He's from Lochapoca, right down the road, 10 minutes down the road. He committed to Auburn over UCF, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State. UCF made a big push here recently. Went down to camp, spent a couple of days down at UCF, and really had a strong relationship with former Auburn analyst Addison Williams, who is now the cornerbacks coach at UCF. Had a really good relationship there with him. Came to Big Cat weekend. Seemed to be the thing that kind of put him over the edge. He committed to Auburn today. Trevon Reed was huge. Zach Etheridge, which was huge. Jay Head, you like this commitment?
Love this commitment. Versatile defensive back, local versatile defensive back. They can play a multitude of positions for you. Could line up, in my opinion, could line up at corner, nickel, or safety. And when you're taking a class of as large as we are in the DB room, it helps you later on down the line when you're trying to decide, do I want to take another corner? Do I take the best available? What do I do? And JC in and of himself is a fantastic prospect. He's somebody that's risen up the ranks for the On3 consensus ranking and is now the 29th ranked player in the state of Alabama. He was previously unranked. Nobody knew who he was. Showed up at an Auburn camp, ran a 4.37, and in the words of Ricky Bobby, that's badass, nasty speed.
Ooh.
Beat it. Gotta have it. Look, in today's world, you have to have cover guys. J.C. Hart is going to be a really good cover guy, in my opinion, and a really good one in the SEC.
I thought it was a big pickup. And you know, J.G. Tate asked me yesterday at practice, he's like, you know, is this a big deal for them to get Corius Hart? And I said, yeah, it's a big deal. And I said, even more so, he's the guy you had to have. If you lose that guy to UCF, the perception there is far more outweighs what you're actually losing, man. And just losing a guy to UCF, Gus Malzahn, a homegrown kid who Auburn has offered, made a push for. It was absolutely necessary that Auburn get this kid's commitment. He looks good. He's a great kid. He is 6'2", 180 pounds. Like Cole said, he's sub 4'4". He's a great student. I think Jay had said on the Shrivel Pod earlier today that he has already enrolled at classes, online classes at Auburn University.
That's correct. He's dual enrollment and has a 4.0 high school GPA. So a high school honor student. Think about what that's the culture piece that Brian Harsin wants in his recruits. He meets it.
He meets it. He's just an awesome kid, man. We got to talk to him a couple of times this week. We talked a little bit about Shrivel Pod, but the relationship with Trevon Reed was huge. Trevon Reed started mentoring this kid back when he was in the NFL. Trevon was in the NFL, and Ja'Cory's Hart was just a freshman in high school. Started mentoring this kid in summer. I think he did it for two summers in a row. Really saw something in this kid back then. Worked with him, helped him become a better player. And then, you know, a year or two later, Trevon is recruiting him to Auburn University. Auburn was JC's dream school. This is the school he grew up, man, just – I can't imagine playing in that stadium. I can't imagine being an Auburn Tiger. And he got that chance, and he certainly jumped on it. And real happy for him to live out his dream. I think, Cole, we talked a little bit about his position. Jay had just mentioned it too. You see him. What did you talk about Zach Etheridge earlier today about Or maybe it wasn't Zach, but starting on a corner, moving outside.
Zach
Catherine nickel moving outside.
He just mentioned that he cross trains his guys. He wants his guys to be able to play nickel and corner, and be versatile in that way. And to me, that's why J.C. Hart is such a big pickup, because he already has that position versatility, which is a phrase that Jeff Schmetting used when he was talking about guys on his defense and what he wants. So, when they saw him and they saw his size, that was one thing. Then he turns on the burners in the 40-yard dash, and they were like, you just can't pass up on this guy. And it doesn't matter at the time, unranked guy, doesn't matter perception-wise. He's right down the road. If we're going to go after him, let's go after him hard, get him locked in. And they did. They went ahead and got him. And, maybe he needs a little bit of time in the weight room to try to bulk up some to be able to play in the SEC. Maybe he's got to learn a learning curve on some of these things, playing linebacker for a good majority of his time in high school. But the guy's got the physical traits that even NFL scouts want, like you mentioned, Jeffrey. So, yeah.
He is he's a good-looking kid. Everything you want in a commitment. I will recruit every. I will say this, man. Cole mentioned off the air earlier today that UCF. There was a lot of buzz about UCF with this kid, and turns out there was a good reason for it, man. UCF. He actually told me that when he left his UCF visit, I think it was in June. Of course, it was in June. July was dead except for that last. No, or was it the last week of July?
Yeah, it was. It was
July.
Yeah, it was.
Right, it was right before he arrived to Auburn for.
Okay, there you go. That lines up with my timeline. So he went down to UCF for an overnight visit, stayed a couple of days, met with those guys. They were the first to offer of the final two, Auburn and UCF. And he said when he came back from UCF, he said it was very tight at the top. Like he was kind of feeling UCF. Sure. He was kind of feeling UCF. Yeah. UCF might have even taken a little lead, and then he comes to Big Cat, and it was over. Like, if he hadn't come to Big Cat, we might have had a different story. But he said when he came to Big Cat, man, that's what he needed to hear and see and he experienced. It was a done deal. So I know he didn't commit at Big Cat, but his decision was made, and that just probably needed credit that weekend to this commitment. As well as what Ashley Williams and then a couple of Adrian Posse, who was the other 2024 kid that committed.
Amon Lane.
There you go. So you're looking at what, four or five commitments from Big Cat, three now in the 23 class. Is that right?
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes. So, if you count Wilkie Denon, committed prior to Big Cat, it kind of started a little bit of momentum for us.
There you go.
Then you get to Ashley Williams, obviously. Lane and our big quarterback commit from South Florida, Adrian Posse, and now with J.C. Hart, it's good for us. It's
five in the past, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Five commitments in the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
Takes Auburn up to number 7 in the commitment total. We don't expect – I think we talked about this on the pod earlier. We don't expect anybody else, at least that we know of. We don't expect anybody else.
Sure.
To commit to Auburn. But looking at the DB class, man, you've got Ja'Cory's Hart committed. You've got Terrence Love, a 4-star DB from Langston Hughes committed. And we talked about some other guys that to keep an eye on as far as DBs go. J-Head, who are a couple of guys looking to the future, Auburn's right. DB class?
Absolutely. So probably the two right now that I would familiarize myself with the most would be Tyree Hill. I think he's somebody that we're going to take a turn on, the big defensive back from Illinois. I think he's somebody that's someone we could heat up on.
I think it's Jair Hill.
Is it Jair? I'm sorry.
Jair
Sugar Hill. I think he's somebody. And then Colton Hood, a recent offer and obviously a legacy recruit to Auburn, his uncle being Roderick Hood. Now you've got two guys that are committed elsewhere. Cedric Hawkins from South Florida that's currently committed to Ohio State. Do not forget that name. And obviously, Jaleel Hurley, cornerback, committed to Alabama. We are going to stay in those recruitments to the very end and make sure that we had those guys tell us no, no, no.
Yep.
Yep. Some of the in-state guys are committed elsewhere. Dakari Nelson, I think it's Penn State. Yep. Sylvester Smith to Tennessee. Then you've got, what is it, Ricky Gibson, who just received an offer from Auburn last week and then came out with the top three of Auburn didn't make the cut. They were too late to the party, but there's still a long time to go.
Yeah.
Long time to go. So definitely some you got Hurley, you got Nelson, Sylvester Smith, you've got Ricky Gibson, some in-state guys in the defensive backfield to keep an eye on. And I'm sure there are others, but those are the guys we know. And then, of course, out of state, you've got Colton Hood, you've got Cedric Hawkins, you've got Jair Hill. And, again, I'm sure there are others will come into play. So but big pickup, man, for Auburn. I think he was a must-get for the fact that if Auburn had missed out on him, it would have looked bad. And we all have higher hopes for this kid than a lowly three-star kid.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Really, really feel like this is the kind of guy that Brian Harsin wants on his team in the classroom, in the meeting room, on the practice field. He's 6'2". He's 180 pounds. I went to see him yesterday at practice, and he just looked like an SEC kid out there. And I know he didn't listen, Los Chipocos is a small school, and they only had about 25 guys out. But they weren't – it wasn't, you know, a bunch of little – you know, Munchkins,
yeah,
Oompa Loompas,
right?
They had some good looking kids, but JC Hart stood out. He looked like an SEC player out there, so really, really think he can, and he's determined. We talked about him working with Trevon Reed in the summer, man. He is determined to be good, he's determined to succeed. You can see by his efforts in the classroom, this kid is driven.
And you look at Auburn's history with undervalued defensive backs. Daniel Thomas, 2-star. Roger McCreary, barely a 3-star. Multiple other guys that we've taken a flyer on where this staff has said, you know,
Jonathan Ford?
Rudy Ford.
Jonathan Rudy Ford, who was a running back that we converted to a defensive back.
Well, JC's kind of following the same path as Nehemiah Pritchett, right? Showed out at an Auburn camp, was really fast, and Auburn didn't waste time and went ahead and got him in the boat. Same way with JC here.
Yep. And, you know, one other, and this is going to sting for me to say this, but Cordell Flott, he was another guy that we saw as a 3-star. I would love to have this kid. Unfortunately, he flipped to LSU. But this staff, Auburn in general, has ID'd defensive back talent over the years and had a lot of success in doing it with undervalued guys. He's another guy. JC's just another guy that fits the traits of what they're looking for. He fits the skill set. And he's a fantastic kid that you know you're going to get his absolute best each and every day. And if you're bringing a guy that is a projection, you want a guy with his mentality, you know what I mean, coming into your locker room. Somebody that you know you're not going to have to tell them, hey, it's time to go to work. They know.
You know, another undervalued guy talking about Auburn history is a guy by the name of Zacchaeus.
Etheridge.
Yeah, huh.
3-star out of my neck of the woods from down there in Pike County in Charles Henderson High School.
Chuck Henderson.
Yeah.
Came to Auburn camp just like JC, earned an offer. He wasn't a Blazer. He was more of a – he was a safety. But, damn, he was a good player. Loved watching him play. Got his career cut short with a neck injury, which was absolutely scary. So, always got – so, Zach knows.
Zach knows what they look like, and he did this last year with Caleb Wooden.
Yeah.
Oh man,
Caleb Wooden. Yeah.
If you're talking about mirror images of their coach, Caleb Wooden to me looks identical to Zach Etheridge at the same age and plays the same way. You know what I mean? So Zach knows what a defensive back's supposed to look like, specifically an undervalued one, and what it takes to play at an All-SEC level.
Big pickup, man. Big pickup for Auburn. Gets them to 7 preseason commitments. We're expecting a lot more of the momentum. It's kind of died down now from the summer. We talked about the 5 commitments in the past 2 weeks. We don't expect anybody else before the season starts, but again, you never know. But look for official visits to be set up in the month of August. Look for Auburn to start getting these guys. They got 5 home games to open the season. People are already locked in for official visits in that first month. It's going to be a big, big month for Auburn. September is getting guys on visits, winning ball games, and getting this season off to a great start. Hey, listen, we're going to end it there, but we'll talk. If somebody else does commit, we'll come back and talk. If not, we'll be seeing y'all Tuesday night on the call-in show, the Auburn Live recruiting call-in show. Y'all make sure to listen in, check in with us. If you're not a member to Auburn Live on 3, now's your chance. $1 for an entire year. Get over there and get signed up. We appreciate everybody, man. Thanks so much for listening. For Jay Head, for Cole, for Zach there in the back, I'm Jeffrey Lee. Stay out of the left lane. See you.
Sweet. From a contest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.